Volunteers across Kansas will help scientists this weekend with one of the world's biggest citizen science projects. The Great Backyard Bird Count inspires people on every continent to report tens of millions of birds. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service loves birds and decided to find out what the count is all about.
There's a lot to learn just outside your window. I recently recorded this bird outside my suburban Kansas City home.
Yeah, it's a tufted titmouse.
Mark Robbins listened to my recording. He's an ornithologist at the University of Kansas Biodiversity Institute.
I'm sure tufted titmouse is much more common in Kansas now than it was when Europeans arrived.
This suburb was probably once prairie, full of grassland birds. Now it's lawns and scattered trees, trees that attract titmice. Tracking which birds are in my neighborhood and when can help scientists studying population changes and migration. Becca Radomski-Bish works for the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. She helps lead the annual Great Backyard Bird Count. It runs this weekend through Monday.
Anywhere that birds exist, which is everywhere, we want people to tell us what they see.
North America has about 3 billion fewer birds today than in 1970. One in four birds are gone. Half of grassland birds, which hits Kansas especially hard. Mostly, birds are losing their habitat to development. Getting people to count birds also opens the public's eyes to that loss.
They start to realize, wow, like, you know, I'm not seeing as many birds. We get that all the time. You know, 50 years ago, I saw so many birds, and now I'm only seeing these species.
Cornell's massive bird database is called eBird. You enter which birds you see, where, and how many. People use eBird year-round, so Cornell hopes you'll get hooked and continue past this weekend. eBird numbers have fed into hundreds of research papers. They help scientists draw detailed migration maps, species by species. I tried it for a few weeks, logged more than 20 species near home, then I went in search of one bird that someone had reported on the app just 2 days earlier. I am at the Baker Wetlands on the outskirts of Lawrence, and the one that I really want to see today is a duck called the Northern Shoveler. It's got this iridescent green and chestnut red brown on it, and this sort of like wacky oversized bill that I think would be really cool to see. All right, a bird just landed over there. I'm going to see if I can figure out. Oh, there are a bunch of ducks. The first birds that I'm seeing are Northern Shovelers. They just landed on the pond in front of me. I don't think it's normally quite this easy.
This is when I ran into a seasoned birder, Al Schirmacher. He helped me count ducks to log them in eBird.
4, 7, 12, 14, 18, 23, 27, 29 shovelers.
He's a pastor from a town an hour away.
There's been a lease bidder out here, which is a summer resident. Shouldn't be here.
So, like, someone typed it into eBird and then you got an email about it?
And I got the email about it, yes.
Schirmacher got into birds 30 years ago. A friend lent him binoculars.
And I got my first warbler and I was hooked. Oh, and it became something to do besides just walking.
Now, during a pandemic, it's a safe pastime and an outlet for stress and grief.
Like I said, I'm a pastor, so I'm caring for people. And I just buried two. COVID. We had 30-some cases in our church, including me. I preached through a mask, but it didn't matter. Caught it anyway.
The number of people using eBird jumped nearly 40% in 2020, when more people looked for safe things to do during the pandemic. Mark Robbins, the KU ornithologist, says he and his birding friends see loads more hikers on the trails.
And so a lot of people are getting out that normally wouldn't have. And a natural extension of that is, you see some bird and you go, ooh, what is that?
And if you do figure out the answer, scientists hope you'll tell them what you saw, too. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.